This is the Megillah Project 2024. We are on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the very top line, and we'll, Be'ezras Hashem, be finishing the Masechta with this recording. So let's figure out what we're up to. So we're discussing the different Kriyas HaTorahs and where you start from the Kriyas HaTorahs. So, Tana Rabban, we have the following Braisa, Poseach Veroe. When you open up the Sefer Torah, you look to see the place, Golo, then you close up the Sefer Torah, Mavarach, then you make the Bracha, V'chozer Poseach V'kori, and then you open it back up, you start reading the Torah, Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Poseach Veroe U'mavarach V'kori. You don't close the Torah back up, you open it up, you look to see the place, and then you make the Bracha, and you start reading. So my time with Rabbi Meir, what is Rabbi Meir's reason? Kidu Ula, he's concerned with what Ula was concerned with. Damar Ula Mimnei Maha Kore Batorah Lo Yisayeh Ela Meturgaman. Why should the Bal Kore not help the Meturgaman in any way? He shouldn't give any part of the speeches explaining the Torah. Kadesh Lo Yomru Targum Kosev Batorah, because we don't want people to think that there's the Targum in the Torah. Again, it's important to remember a lot of the halachos that come up in this Masechta had to do with the fact that people don't have Chumashim, people don't have Sidurim, they don't know exactly every single word what's in the Torah. And therefore, if you give off the wrong impression, people are going to think that that's what's written inside the Torah, and they're not going to have you to come to stand around and tell them any better. So that's the problem. Hachanami, so too will be afraid. We don't want people to think that the brachos are in the Torah. By every aliyah, it says a bracha over there. So therefore, Rabbi Meir says, you close the Torah when making the brachos. Rabbi Yehuda, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's okay to keep it open? No, Targum ikal amite. The Targum makes sense. They could make a mistake. Brachos lekal amite. The brachos is not really a concern that they're going to be written in the Torah, because it's totally different than the content that you're reading. The Targum is the same content, just explained in a different language, etc. But here, the Torah, we wouldn't think that the brachos are in there. We're not supposed to close the Torah when we make the brachos. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Meir, as usual. So we say the same question we had at the very end of the previous daf. Why not just say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Because many people will mix them up. So we want to just know the halacha, not necessarily who said it. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Masna, Haluchos v'Habimos ein bohem mishum kedusha. So he's saying that the wood panels on the bima that hold up the Torah, when you read Hakel, they would put it together and in somewhat hasty fashion. I'm sure it was very nice, but they would put it together and take it apart, so they don't have specific kedusha under those circumstances. Amar Rav Shvatai, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagolo Sefer Torah, Tzerach Shamidu Ala Tefer. When you roll the Sefer Torah, when you do Hag Ben Glila, you got to make sure that the seam is in the middle so that you can tighten it really tightly and nothing will rip. Amar Rav Shvatai, or Shvati, I'm not sure how you say the name. Shvati or Shvatai, either way. Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagolo Sefer Torah, Gololo Mibachutz. So you keep the Sefer Torah. You keep the cloth on the outside and you roll it towards you. You put your, think of a guy who just did Hagba. Ain golo mi bifnim. You don't roll it from the other way around, like the way we sometimes do it on Simchas Torah. Because you mahadko, and then when you fasten it, mahadko mi bifnim, ain mahadko bifnim. That you do from the inside and not the outside. Same thing like the way we do it now. Amar Rav Shvatai, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asara, right? If you have 10 people, Shekara Batorah, you have 10 people who read the Torah, Gadosh, or are reading the Torah. Right, Hagadol Shebahem Golol Sefer Torah. The greatest person gets Glila, right? And that's what we call nowadays Hagba. Shagolo Notel Schar Kulan, because the guy who gets Glila, he gets the schar that's for all the people. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Asar Shekar Batorah Golol Sefer Torah Kibul Schar Kulan. Right, he receives the schar for all of them. Schar Kulan, somebody, he takes all their schar. They don't get any schar. No. Ela'ema Kibul Schar Kineged Kulan. He gets the same amount of schar as all of them combined. Obviously, they keep their schar, but he gets a lot of schar because he held up the entire Torah and he rolled up the entire Torah. Amar Shaftai, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin, Shemishtam, Shemavaskol. How do we know that we use a baskol when we're not sure about something? We're supposed to, if we hear a baskol, we can use it to be put to the suffix. Shenemar, Va'oznecha, Tishmana, Davar Me'acharecha, Le'mor. Right? So it says that your hearers will hear something from behind you saying, Hani Mili, Deshama kol gavra b'masa. That only works if it's a human sounding voice of a man in town. V'kol itza b'davra. And if you're in the fields, it sounds like a woman. Huda amar hin hin Yehuda Amar Lav Lav. And he has to say it in a double lashon, either yes, yes, or no, no. So it's official rules for if you hear some kind of bas kol, when should you listen and when should you not? So it has to be a man's voice inside the city and a woman's voice outside the town, like in the fields or something, and they have to speak in double words. If someone reads the Torah and he doesn't do the trup, or he doesn't do a nice song, Vishona below Zimra, or when he's learning Torah, he doesn't have this little sing song that I'm trying to do because I don't want to be against the Gemara. So Allah Akosav Omer Vagamanina Satilem Chukim Lo Tovim. It about him it says that I gave him the Torah that was not good. Meaning that he's acting as if the Torah is not Gishmak, so he doesn't put a little tune to it. What? Because the guy has a bad voice. He doesn't have a good musical ear to make a nice tune out of the deal. So we say that the Torah is not the source of his life. The Torah is not giving him his life, and he, it's considered as if he doesn't love the Torah and he's making it look bad. Ella kid Rab Mishar Shiadamar Shnei Talmidei Chacham Yoshim Beirachas Nochim Zeb Zeb Alocha. If you have two Talmidei Chacham living in the same city and they don't talk and learning, they don't go back and forth and learn from one another in Yanim of Halacha. Aleim Akosav Omer Vegamanina. That's the pasuk that we're going to apply it to. If it's two talmidei chacham, don't talk and learning, then it makes it look like the Torah is chukim lo tov mishpatim lo yichyu b'hem. They don't live by it, and it's not good Torah. Because otherwise, anything that you think is good, you tend to share with other people. So if you think it's kishmak, you'd share it. If a person is unclothed and he's holding a sefer Torah, nikbar arum, he will be buried unclothed. Arum salkadaitach. What do you mean arum? The chever kaddish is not going to put on tachrichim on him. Ela ima nikbar arum below mitzvahs. He'll be buried naked of mitzvahs. Below mitzvahs salkadaitach. What? He did some mitzvahs. He just did a bad thing. So Alam Rabbi, Nikbar Aram below Osa Mitzvah. No, he's not going to have this mitzvah of having given kavod to the Sefer Torah, because obviously he's being disrespectful and he gets no credit for holding the Sefer Torah at all. Amar Rav Yanai, Breder of Yanai Saba. So Rav Yanai, quoting the elder Rav Yanai, says, Mishmei de Rav Yanai Rabba, in the name of the great Rav Yanai, Mutav Shetigol Hamit Pachas V'al Yigol Sefer Torah. Right, so it's better that the Sefer Torah that you wrap the wrappings around the Sefer Torah and don't wrap the Sefer Torah without the wrappings. Meaning, if you're going to touch the Sefer Torah, you're going to touch the cloth, make sure that there's some kind of intermediary. That's why you always see people taking their talus of their hands, or obviously if they had gloves, that'd be good too. But they always use some kind of intermediary not to touch the cloth with their own hands. And now the last little shtickle in the Masechta, Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe told about the Moadim of Hashem to the Bnei Yisrael. So what do we learn from that? So mitzvah son shiyu korin o son kol echad v'echad bismano. We should read about each one in the proper time, meaning we should do the proper kriya satorah for each moed during that moed, as we've been discussing in the end of this parak. Tana Rabbana and a brisa which says something similar but a little bit different. Moshe tikein lahem li Yisrael. Moshe established for the Jewish people shiyu shol and v'dorshin minyano shel yom, that they should be, they should ask questions and they should give drashas on the topic of the day. I mean, it's always a good time to learn in Yoni Dioma. You can learn Maseches Megillah all year round, but it's best to learn it around Purim time, and even on Purim, Hilchos Pesach bePesach, right? You should learn the Halachos of Pesach on Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres bAtzeres, and Shavuos on Shavuos, Hilchos Chag bChag, and Sukkis on Sukkis. Hadron Alach Bnei Ha'ir, Veslik Alah Maseches Megillah. We will return to you, Perek Bnei Ha'ir, and we have completed Maseches Megillah. For those of you making a Siyum, Mazel Tov, BeEzras Hashem. You should be zocha to make many, many more siyumim on this Masechta and on all of Torah.